This is WTAQ's entry in the category Best Continuing Coverage.
Kevin Cornelius says the move to go from multiple 60-foot-high exhaust pipes down to two 35-foot pipes was made during the ongoing design phase.
The reconfiguration involves combining separate exhaust stacks into two shorter stacks, which will result in an increase in emissions. And in fact, there'll be a slight improvement to the air quality impact.
Cornelius is confident that city officials won't pull their conditional use permit after their latest review of the project is complete. Cornelius, however, wouldn't say if legal action would be taken if the permit is rescinded. He also questions the motives of those who oppose the facility, which is slated to go on the city's east side. Jeff Flint, WTAQ News.
The developer Oneida Seven Generations Corporation was accused of making false statements in the run-up to approval of their conditional use permit back in March of 2011. Residents complained months later about statements concerning no smokestacks and no emissions. The city council felt CEO Kevin Cornelius lied about the nature of the project after a quasi-public hearing. OSGC had no comment after the city's actions that stripped the permit and left the $20 million facility up in the air. OSGC has hinted at a possible lawsuit. Mayor Jim Schmidt, who was a supporter of the project, could veto the council's action. At City Hall, Terry Lee, WTAQ News.
After having their conditional use permit stripped by city council members last month, Oneida Seven Generations Corporation filed suit in Brown County Court Wednesday, seeking to have that permit reinstated.
It's an action we're taking to try and resolve this issue.
Oneida Tribal Chairman Ed Delgado says he's unsure why city leaders voted to take the permit away and argued that state and federal studies done on the plant shows no public health risk.
All the materials in here show that this energy is a clean energy, and it's my thought that the city council just didn't do their homework.
A source tells WTAQ that there's an option on the table to seek up to $5 million in damages if the permit isn't returned. In Ashwaubenon, Jeff Flint, WTAQ News. In court papers filed Tuesday, the city says council members did not overstep its bounds in backing away from the conditional use permit for a gasification plant on Green Bay's west side. City Attorney Tony Wachowicz says they're within their legal rights to do so and claims officials were misled about the plant. Wachowicz wouldn't discuss their claim that the permit was denied due to reasons beyond lies and misrepresentations. As for the next step,
that's going to be up to the court. At this point, the court will probably set some sort of scheduling conference or status conference.
Wachowicz expects both sides to meet in the meantime, but it's unclear what may come out of those talks. Oneida has said it would sue the city for up to $4 million over this change of heart. In downtown Green Bay, Jeff Flint, WTAQ News. From complaining to booing and even a shot of racism, supporters of the Oneida Seven Generations gasification plant let city leaders have it. Oneida Tribe spokesperson Bobby Webster, however, says the person who played the race card doesn't represent them.
I wouldn't comment on it. I hope that these decisions are business decisions, government-to-government decisions, and decisions that are going to be made responsibly. Hopefully we're way past that.
But Webster says folks were upset due to the fact that in the past they've been allowed to talk in open session and get used to the showing for future meetings.
I would think that the continued participation of those people and perhaps more people.
Jeff Flint, WTAQ News.